Hey guys, I'm Christina, and this is your Daily Nerd Devo. You know, one of the best things my dad ever did in raising me was to introduce me to RPGs. Not the video game kind, although those are cool too. The original kind. D&D, MechWarrior, pencil and paper, staying up way past your bedtime because you lost all track of the hour, RPGs. I mean, my social life was a tragedy, but once I managed to put it all together, those games gave me invaluable tools for my adult life, both socially and spiritually. The most important to me was the concept of metacognition, or the ability to step outside of your own thought process and observe it objectively. And no, we did not throw that term around the house. In fact, it wasn't until a few years ago that I learned there was actually a term for that phenomenon. But as anyone who's ever gotten a bit carried away in a game of D&D knows, there is one phrase guaranteed to teach you exactly what and how valuable it is. Are you sure you want to do that? No other phrase has the power to strike fear into the heart of a would-be adventurer and cause a full stop of any action than that phrase. And for good reason. It's basically DM code for you are about to do something really stupid. And if you don't stop and think things through, I will absolutely make you pay for it. This phrase, or the threat of it, was usually the main reason games ran so long in my house, because after the first time we witnessed what happens when you barrel through that proverbial caution tape, my siblings and I never wanted to hear it again, and discussed and planned everything thoroughly from that point on. That's great, I hear you say. But how does something like that from a game that, at least at the time I first played it, was characterized as satanic by most Christian moms, help you in your walk with Christ? Well, it's easy. 1 Peter 3:15. But in your hearts, revere Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect. Now, hang on. Just one second while I rummage around in my husband's book, and here we are, the original Greek. Now, the actual Greek word used in this instance is apologia, which is where we get the term apologetics from, and the most literal translation of it is more akin to make a defense rather than give an answer. We are supposed to be able to explain and defend our reasoning, and for the second part, do it without sounding like a jerk. And that's the trick, isn't it? How do you not sound like a jerk, even if unintentionally? You kind of have to get out of your own headspace and objectively poke your reasoning and evidence, looking for weak points and soliciting help if you think you can't be objective. That's what my dad was teaching us all those years ago with his original wood grain box of D&D. And that was kind of what Jesus was all about when he was teaching, whether it was one of his parables, teaching his disciples, or just tweaking the nose of the Pharisees. He was attempting to get us out of our own headspace and think about the why instead of just the what we were doing, so that we could truly have a relationship with God. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more, please hit the subscribe button. And if you want to continue the conversation, please consider joining our Facebook page, The Nerd of God Squad. I'm Christina, and if you'll excuse me, I have to go get ready for game night.